You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
Put on your house robe.
That's right.
Butt dancing in the chair.
That's what Classy Little Cupcake's doing.
Butt dancing.
Because the swallows are here.
I don't know. I got
make yourself comfortable.
Giggle.
The swallows are here.
I can't hear myself in my headphones, so.
You can't?
I can now.
Oh, okay. Good, good. Sorry.
I don't know what you're doing.
Well, I had other stuff going on in here. The other day. So the headphones have been adjusted. How's that?
I guess good.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Good. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
You know, it's a Monday.
Yeah.
So it's going good.
Good.
I feel like it's going good.
That's real good.
How about for you?
Yeah. It's going.
It's going.
Yeah. I got to get out of the house.
Yeah. I agree.
I feel like I need to get out of the house.
It's time.
Yeah. But other than that, I'm fine.
You've been in here a long time.
Long time.
So it's time to get out. But you really do. You do all your work here from the house, so it's easy for you to get kind of...
sucked in.
Stuck.
And never leave.
And be in the house for 8-10 days at a time.
Yeah. I don't have a car.
Before you realize...
So I can't ever leave.
You can leave as soon as I get home.
You have me. You keep me in the basement.
I don't want to.
Locked up.
No.
There's a 60-foot chain that I get dragged around the house. I'm just kidding.
What movie was that? That was a movie.
That wasn't a movie. Oh, no, maybe it was, but Black, that's a real life thing.
Black Snake. Black Snake Rising. It was Christine.
Black Mamba?
No, Black Snake, I think. It was Samuel L. Jackson and Christina Ricci.
I have no idea.
And she was in
But I
underwear.
Heard a true life story of a man keeping women in his house that way.
Are you watching the true life stories every morning now? That I almost died. I came home from work yesterday. You told me two stories. You made me cry as soon as I came home from work to tell me about these people that should have died.
Who? You know what? They should have, and they fought for their lives, so they made it. Hey, come on, get rid of that.
Well, what I am saying, though, is that you it was heavy duty as soon as I walked in the door.
Well?
You were like, oh, I heard this story, and she was kidnapped and beaten and almost killed.
She was.
You never told me that they broke her back, but did she walk again? Was she
paralyzed? Yeah. Her one leg is pretty dead, but she can walk.
She wasn't paralyzed?
She has no feeling.
Oh, my gosh.
In one leg. But that's okay.
Is it okay?
She's alive.
Oh, that's true. So? I'd rather be alive with the use of only one leg.
Right.
Than dead and both my legs work.
Right.
All right, I want to start off by saying thank you to Victoria. Thank you, everyone who listens to this show. We really appreciate it. Victoria, she came in and we did some session work together. I recorded her book on tape because she's wanted to do an audio book, so we did that for her. And she gave me a really nice gift certificate to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, that's real nice.
She says, Sean and Shayna, I appreciate you both taking the time to help me work on my audio book. You're both amazing humans. Thanks for believing in my talent.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's very nice.
And look at that, Buffalo Wild Wings.
That's awesome. She wrote a book. That's impressive.
Yeah, I'd like to write a book.
I need to write a book. I don't know how to write a book.
I don't either.
I don't even know where I would start.
What the hell is that?
That was weird.
Is there something happening?
I don't know, but I'm getting an echo.
Is it an echo?
It sounded like it.
I thought it was people outside screaming.
Weird.
I can hear. I was.
Can you still hear it?
No.
Me neither.
So maybe you had just one click on your speaker. I am shocked at how loud that wind chime is.
It's in the backyard.
I know. It's all the way in the backyard, and we are down in the basement towards the front of the house.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't have used a plastic dong. That's why they use wood.
I guess there is one on the front porch up here in the corner.
Yeah, but we're hearing that one in the back.
The big one.
Because that one's 6-4 feet long or something.
Yeah. That's okay. It's nice.
It is nice.
It's a tornado out there today.
It's really blowing.
It's horrible.
Really blowing. So anyways.
I was forced to go out there and remove things that were knocking around.
What were they?
The baby doll that hangs from the noose.
Oh, yeah.
That hangs out on the back patio. She kept slamming into the gutter.
Oh.
So I had to take her down. And then the wind, really weird, kept blowing the door open on the red thing. You know, that little red...
cabinet?
Yeah. Thank you.
Really?
Yeah.
That's strange.
Really strange.
Huh.
So...
The wind is trying to steal our stuff.
And... the wind keeps reminding me we need to cut those two branches down this summer.
I know. The ones that are banging into the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. I'm not an arborist, Shayna.
I am.
I know you are. In your spare time, you're in everything. So why can't you be an author and a writer?
You bought her book, Classy Little Cupcake?
Oh, right on.
That's very nice.
That was so nice of you. I have listened to the entire book, and then now during through my editing process, I'm going to kind of read it myself as I go through. So I'll get it a couple times. 2 or 3 times.
Right.
But I found it to be very enlightening.
And someone else wants to come and do a book with you now.
Uplifting and encouraging.
Yeah, good.
She's not super preachy in it, but she does lay out some pretty good godly principles that we should all really be living by, you know, do unto others kind of stuff.
You know? We do that.
You know, just your regular stuff. But that's a guest right now getting a hold of us for coming in tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to be having another guest in tomorrow. We're going to be talking games and fun.
Yeah, games and fun.
I have no idea what to expect.
Me
this guy
either.
Is a master gamer, but not a video gamer.
No, a board gamer.
Board. Not like, oh my God, this is so boring. Because that's how I feel when I play board games. This is so boring. Now, Rob and Jen. Mm-hmm. Gave us a board game.
Yeah.
Called
Privacy?
Privacy. Yeah, because
it's right there. Privacy.
Yeah, Privacy. It's the like the hook that you hang on the doorknob. Now, we haven't had a chance to play it because it seems more like a foursome kind of game.
Yeah.
Because it's an adult-themed game, so you want to have a foursome there.
It's very adult.
Well, thanks, everybody who's joining us. Jason, Classy, Glenn. We appreciate you being in the studio with us. We are here. We are live. And we are excited about Monday. Obviously, there are some things that we're going to talk about. The title.
What's your title?
My title is, Did the Rocket Man See the Curve of the Earth?
Who's that?
Okay. I knew that you wouldn't know. There's a man named Daredevil Mad Mike Hughes. Okay?
Will you turn this down a little?
And Mike Hughes...
You're screaming in my ear.
Oh, sorry. He has built himself some homemade rockets. He's a flat earther.
Ah.
So he believes that the... Well, he believed that the earth is flat. Okay? And that there's an Arctic shelf around the outer layer of the earth. This is what flat earthers believe. And that Arctic shelf, ice shelf, is what's holding in all the water and everything else. But the earth itself is a disc, like a quarter.
Right.
The rest of the planets, they're a sphere, like a round ball. But Earth is flat.
Okay.
And God made Earth flat so that we could live here. We couldn't live on something round. We'd fall off on the bottom. We'd just bloop, fall right off.
Okay. Whatever.
So he made himself these rockets to shoot himself up into the atmosphere, up into a high enough altitude where he could confirm the earth was flat.
Oh.
So in his two previous attempts, he did not make it high enough to get clear, conclusive, you know, evidence for his mind that the earth was round.
Okay.
Well, over the weekend, he tried it again.
Okay.
Only this time, he did some modifications to his launch ramp.
Okay.
You can see here, it's on the back of a truck, and it lifts up, you know, with hydraulics, and as you can imagine, shoots a rocket into space, just like you'd see a Russian shoot a rocket over, you know what I mean? Those trucks,
yeah.
Like those Russian rockets. Anyways, well, because it was hard for him to get inside the capsule the last two times, this time they decided to add a ladder to the contraption so that he could climb up the ladder and get into his rocket. Seems pretty benign, right? They just put a ladder on there. Well, they didn't do their math right. That ladder got in the way. And as that rocket began to take off, they didn't make sure the ladder was clear of all the components hanging on the rocket. So when it lifted off, it ripped off one of the parachute canisters.
Oh, shoot.
Which then did two things. It sent it on an odd trajectory. And once it hit its height, it had no canopies. It turned right around.
It crashed into
came right into the
I'm
ground.
I'm surprised it made it that high.
Like a rocket. You'd
think that it would catch it and just slam it right into the ground.
That's what I would expect. But because he has so much force, his goal was 5,000 feet. Now, he didn't make his goal because the rocket only went for about a minute. But my thought is this. While he was up there, did he think to himself, oh, shit, I see it's round. You know what I mean? Did he see the curve of the earth? I'm not trying to make fun of a guy who's dead, but come on. You can only shoot yourself up in a rocket that you've made in your garage so many times before it becomes catastrophic.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's just a law of average, right. Really. So right. Commend the guy that he even got three flights in and then he right. died on the third one. I just want to know if he saw the curve of the earth.
No one will
ever know. Because don't you feel dumb? How dumb would you feel like, oh my God, my rocket's coming apart. This is going to be my last flight ever. And you look out the window and you're like, shit, the earth is round. I was wrong this whole time. And no one's going to tell my family.
I wonder what all the astronauts think of these flat earthers.
Oh, they think John Glenn or whatever his name is. And some of the other ones have come out and just said, you guys are a joke.
Yeah, because like we were in space. We saw it all.
Yeah. Go to Twitter.
And like... I don't even know, like, how many times, like, you see video of them in the spaceship or the space station or whatever up there taking pictures of the Earth.
I follow several astronauts on Twitter.
Like, when we had all those huge fires,
yeah,
you can see that from space where it's covering that part of the Earth, right?
Yep.
And when the volcanoes erupt and everything else, I mean, they have pictures.
I understand that. But
so do the flat earthers think all those pictures are fake?
No, they're pictures of a disc. They're photos of a disc that have been manipulated to move around the continents in order to show a spherical Earth when they is actually non-spherical.
No.
There's a one picture that they really claim to. It's called the Blue Globe. Blue Globe. And we've all seen it. It's that gorgeous... just the earth just floating out there.
Yeah.
They say that photo shows the flat earth because you can see all the continents. But you can't. You can't see all the continents. Some are on the other side.
Now, it would
I like
be,
what Glenn said, three strikes.
It would be more like believable that the moon is flat because we only ever see one side of the moon.
All right, I'll give you that.
You don't ever see the dark side of the moon.
It doesn't have a rotation. No.
We don't rotate around the moon, so you can never see it on the other side. So you could say, okay, that's a one-sided image.
Yes, it rotates. It has to rotate.
You know?
The Sea of Tranquility, is it always facing us?
We never see the dark side of the moon.
Well, that's because it's dark.
Oh.
No, but I'm saying the moon still rotates.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Great. I don't have any idea.
I don't think it does.
Because you can always see the same face.
We rotate around it because you can always see the front side.
It's rotating around us, but it may not be spinning in an orbit. I don't have any idea.
Now we need an astronaut.
If you're an astronaut, could you please tell us? They both rotate. Okay, thank you, Josie. I would think that the moon would have to have a rotation.
Yeah, but we rotate the same time, so I don't think we ever see that other side.
Maybe not. I have no idea.
Great. Now I need to find an astronaut.
There's always the face on the moon.
And
the Sea of Tranquility or whatever it is.
I feel like
I can always see that. Now I'm confused.
I don't know. But I'm saying it would make more sense that would be flat than the Earth.
Astronomy was never my strong suit.
And I swear to God, Christopher Columbus would have sailed off the Earth.
He would have, you know, in 1492. He sailed the ocean blue. What were the name of his boats?
I don't know.
The Nina. The Pinta. And the Santa Maria.
I have no idea.
Those are good crossword puzzle answers.
I slept through history.
I slept through the boat ride.
I slept through history like each time.
He was one of your people, man.
I got a.
Oh no, he was Italian.
I got a pity pass.
He was sent by the Queen. I don't think he was actually sent. There's a whole other conspiracy theory on Christopher Columbus too.
Well, okay.
But I suggest if you were at all wonder about the freaking flat earthers and what they actually believe. I mean, this started in the mid-1800s, the guy who started it. I would go on Podbean and find the pod podcast.
Josie saying that he landed in Mexico and never in America. Is that what she's saying? Christopher Columbus?
I have no idea. That's what she's saying.
I have no idea.
But I don't know if that's what happened.
Me either.
I thought he landed in Florida.
You think there's a drunk history episode on that?
I'm sure.
That's how I get my history lessons.
Was that Marco Polo that hit Florida? No, I thought he hit the Caribbean.
Isn't that closer to Mexico?
No, that's closer to Florida.
I have no idea.
The eastern side.
Great.
That's a
now
different ocean.
We need a historian.
There's an Atlantic and a Pacific Ocean. On which side they are, I'm not exactly sure. No, the Atlantic Ocean.
Okay.
Is on one side. Pacific is on the other. All I do know is that Nina and Pinta and Santa Maria are good crossword puzzle answers. That's the only reason I know.
Is that in Boats and Hoes?
Boats and Hoes. The Nina, the Santa, the yeah, there
the
it
Santa
is in there.
Maria.
The Santa, the Santa Maria.
I think he's
singing. I'm a son with my something that's green.
That's something.
Yeah, it's dirty.
Boats and Hoes.
That's
Boats
a great
and Hoes.
Song. That is a
it's
good
too
song.
Early for history. How can it be too early for history?
That even makes sense. It's too late for history.
I love it. We need a history nerd on here.
Yeah, we do.
That knows stuff about stuff.
That knows stuff
we
about
can do
stuff.
Our own drunk history.
Yeah, right? That's what we should be doing, our own drunk history. If you're a history buff.
Yeah.
And you like to drink.
You know stuff about history. Come on over.
Yeah.
Share it with us.
There's a couple people experts I want to get. This is the official video. Yeah, I slept through history too. It's so boring.
I slept through it no matter what time it was.
I'll do you in the bottom while you're drinking sangria.
Natural lemon head, my dad's boat. You won't go down cause my dick can float.
We sail around the world and go port to port. Every time I come, I produce a quart.
Put on the life vest, let's drop anchor. There's a nice lady who I like to spank her.
Boats and hoes.
This is the full version. Boats and hoes.
Deadliest catch without the crabs. We're almost out of gas. Call the A-Rabs.
I'm a pussy pirate. My name is Jack Sparrow. Take off my pants. She can see my flesh arrow.
Make sure to wax. Use your mom's hair. You'll be amazed when I comb in your hair.
Pull up the anchor because we're leaving dry land. Get below deck with a tick in your hand. Anchor's away and shiver me
timber. You only know those because of crossword puzzles.
I know.
Float me who be a curvy. Ain't that lemons and limes so contracted the scurvy. Because I'm using my compass to find a nappy dugout.
Boats and hoes. Boats and hoes. Is that when they wreck?
This isn't the wreck version. It goes all the way through.
That's the male Mariah Carey, y'all. Give
it up. Yeah, they don't crash in that
Your
one.
Voice is like a cross between Mariah Carey and... Or no.
Mariah Carey?
Mother Mary and Fergie.
It's Fergie and Jesus.
Fergie and Jesus. Thank you. How funny. I was looking for it.
Well, boats and... I don't know how we got to boats and hoes, but...
Because we were talking about Christopher Columbus.
Oh, right. Boats and hoes.
Those how were his three boats.
How many hoes were on Columbus's boats?
Oh, I don't know. But those hoes smelt bad.
Oh, my gosh. And they had scurvy.
I can't even imagine.
Having scurvy?
No. Not washing way back in the day.
Oh, what about way back in the day? Our kids don't listen to this. Are you kidding? They don't care what we're doing.
Our kids, they love us.
Yeah, they don't listen.
No.
No, they don't care. They didn't even listen to the radio. Well, they didn't even listen when I was on the radio.
But they are very similar to us, so.
They're very similar to us.
Yeah, so if we had them on here, it would just be like
We would laugh our asses off. It would be so funny. We should get Pat in here and then call the girl.
Yeah.
Callie, and do a phone in with her. That'd be super fun.
Yeah, they don't listen. They think we're crazy.
Yeah, they think we're nuts.
They sure do love us and follow right in our footsteps.
Yeah, he might. Maybe the boy does when he's snowboarding and stuff, but I know. He's listening to his jams.
Yeah, man.
These kids don't listen to talk.
Uh-uh.
Damn kids.
I don't listen to their stuff either.
They have a podcast?
They do videos and stuff. Fun stuff, you know, all that good stuff. I do love our kids. I just talked to them yesterday.
I made a video yesterday.
Talk to them
but
yesterday.
But I can't share it. And my kids are never been G-rated. Well, they have been.
Our when kids we were in church, were G-rated.
Right. They were G-rated.
I kept them pretty
G
good until they were about 12.
Well, you do,
and
you
then
can.
you can't.
Nah, it's hard
because they have friends and they go to you
middle
know,
school.
Like I always got to go to my friend's house, and she had cable.
Oh right, yeah.
And so then I got to see all the stuff I never got to see at home.
Well, like my sister's kids, they never had cable or television or anything in their house. So as soon as they went to their friend's house, they were couch potatoes, man. They wanted to watch
cable.
Mm-hmm. They wanted to watch the dirtiest stuff they could find because they weren't never even seen a beer commercial.
Because their mother wouldn't let them watch anything.
Because she's a boat and a hoe.
That's the worst thing. I think you can go too far the other way.
It's easy to take it too far.
Yeah.
Now
very
we.
Easy.
We limited things. I mean, obviously, when we were in the church, I didn't demand that they only listen to Christian music, but we made them listen to a lot of Christian music.
Well, we listened to a lot of Christian music.
We
didn't make them. We listened to it, so therefore they listened to it.
On their own.
And that's all their concerts that they went to as they were younger, which was awesome and a great way to start.
Great way to start concerts or Christian concerts.
Yeah, because you know that, but we did fun girls like Barlow Girls and Super Chicks and, you know.
Demon Hunter.
Yes.
Me, I took the boy to death. Death metal Christian bands, which is where
nose.
God is so good. God is so good.
Yeah. And they're moshing. That's funny. Sorry, Classy. I'm sorry.
Why
you're
in
having
the hell?
A little trouble.
I'm going to have to buy you a phone. I'm going to put you on my phone plan.
Or listen on the computer, maybe.
You know what?
Put you on my phone plan.
We put Classy on our phone plan. I bet you she'd pay us.
Yeah.
Unlike these kids now.
No.
Yeah. From Church to Donkey Punch. Yep. I don't get it either. The name of the band was Demon Hunter. Demon Slayer. Demon Hunter. One of them. I think it was Hunter.
I think it was Hunter.
And then there was a couple other bands there.
There were a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, but that was like the national act. That was the main one, the headliner. And they were just in there thrashing and whatever.
I guess what people don't understand is that, like, the Donkey Punch has been here the whole time.
Yeah, it's always been there.
You need a little God sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Not like it ever went away.
It was like, holy.
We just now have incorporated them all together. It's like a goulash.
It is a goulash. You're like, holy Donkey Punch.
You know what I feel like?
What?
Knowledge is power. The more you're knowledgeable about, the more situations you can be in successfully.
Can I just say something that's going to be completely wrong?
Yeah.
I'm thinking after that they were kicked out of the garden, Adam might have wanted a donkey punch Eve.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I told you it was going to be wrong.
Wow.
I told you it was out of line and it was bad.
Wow.
But how mad was he?
Well, you know what? Probably pretty mad.
Yeah. Maybe not donkey punch mad.
Well, no, I mean, probably Donkey Punch. Because now.
Okay, that's all I was looking for. That's all I was looking for.
He's got to work the rest of his life now.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I mean,
you guys have to now do the childbear thing.
Yeah, listen.
Which is.
We didn't fuck anyone as hard as we fucked ourselves, okay? So as mad as dudes are, and maybe as bad as they want to donkey punch you, no one is regretting Eve's choice
more than Eve.
Yeah.
More than you ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense, and I appreciate you saying that.
You think you get a slap her on your way into heaven?
I don't know.
Bitch, please. What in the hell were you thinking?
Oh, you're here.
She's going to say,
just
he
really
wasn't
hot.
Listening to me.
Yeah. I was feeling neglected.
Yep, that's right. I love
it. Listen, Glenn, we've Googled everything that we could find dirty on this show. And Shayna just read through the entire dictionary of dirty words. And some of them made you want to throw up. And some of them involved throw up.
Everyone wants to hear Paul Stanley.
Everyone wants to hear Paul Stanley. You want to hear me do my kiss? Not everyone, just Jason.
And Josh.
All right, well, who's seen Kiss live? That's what really counts.
Yeah.
Because I have seen Kiss live four times ever since I was a kid. I started, and I took my kid when he was 17. And Paul Stanley has always sounded like...
Same. That's the first time I seen Kiss when we took Patrick.
Yeah.
And he started talking, and I thought it was you.
Yeah.
I thought it was you sitting next to me doing it, and it wasn't. It was him.
Exactly.
And then he came flying out over the crowd
yep.
on his little floating disc.
That's right.
What's up, you bitches?
He's the star man. He is the star man.
Let's hear it.
Are you ready? This is my impersonation of Paul Stanley of Kiss.
Is all you bitches ready to rock tonight? That's what we're gonna do in this place.
You have to say sons of bitches.
You sons of bitches ready to fucking rock and roll? Cause we are fucking here to rock your sons of bitches' asses off. Aren't you ready?
I gotta throw my hand up. You know, I can't do it without the devil horns in my hands.
Sons of bitches!
That's how you channel it.
You got it.
And the worst thing is he looks like an old Jewish woman.
He does. He looks just like an old Jewish woman. And he's hairy, man. He's so hairy. But you know what I was just thinking about Paul Stanley, because I seen him recently on that chest hair is still brown. Wouldn't it be white as shit? He's like 66.
He's got to be older than that.
Well, whatever. His chest hair would be white. I am not that old and might have a snowscape on my chest.
Yeah, well, yours was blonde until I shaved it off that night I was drunk.
Yeah. And then it never came back.
It
never came back with color ever again.
There's like four pieces in there that have color.
That's so weird.
It's a silver patch. Ow! I love your silver patch.
I've got a geriatric bosom.
You know what the problem is, though, is that we have to cut that hair off
sons
of there.
Of bitches.
Or no sun gets in there.
That's true.
You get a white spot on your chest.
Mm-hmm.
Ow!
I love
it. I bet
Kiss.
He dyes it, too.
He has to dye it.
That would hurt.
Dyeing your chest hair? I know my dad, when he was in his 50s, he was like 51, he was dating this girl that was like 23, and so he dyed his beard.
Yeah.
And burned the shit out of his face. That's right. The first time you ever met him.
He used the wrong
dye. His face was burned to shit. We'd been married like 7 years by then.
Yeah. No. I think I met him.
You met him once before he went in, right?
Nope.
No, just when he got out.
Yep.
Oh, well, then never mind.
Yeah. I never met him.
That must have been, I saw him right before I met you.
Yeah, maybe.
Crazy. Crazy old man.
I don't know, but.
Mascara wand. I never wore mascara. Eyeliner was my thing. Because I look damn good in eyeliner. And if you don't think so, I'll suck you right in the mouth. That's what I'll do.
If you put mascara on your eyelashes.
Oh my gosh, I'd have mascara on my forehead.
Because your eyelashes are so long.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Yes, that's funny.
I have thought about trimming my eyelashes.
No. Why would you do that?
Because they rub on my sunglasses.
You know what? Suck it up, all right? Suck it up. You have
they tickle
you
me.
Have voluptuous, beautiful eyelashes.
Listen, I'll bat my eyes. Could you hear it?
Yeah. Yes, I could. You're funny.
Oh, mascara used on his chest.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah?
No. Yeah, I was watching.
That's how I cover up my spot. I need to die.
Shit, the hell was I? Oh, TikTok. I was flipping through TikTok and boom, there was
TikTok.
Who's the guy on TV? The Price is Right guy. Go, Steve Harvey in the dressing room. He's using mascara, now that you mentioned that, on his mustache.
Yeah.
He was doing his mustache, and his kid was filming him on and doing a TikTok video at the same time.
Yeah.
A lot of famous people are starting to do TikTok.
Oh, of course.
I saw Jason Momoa do a TikTok,
I should do a TikTok.
It was so, you should. And it made me so jealous.
Teach
he was
me
like,
how.
All these, I'll teach you. And a lot of them, like Roseanne, I Alicia Silverstone. Who else have I seen on there? Vanilla Ice. He's quite active.
Great. Can we talk about the dangers of TikTok?
Yeah, don't do anything freaking stupid. Don't knock anybody's head.
You know, it makes you wonder. Well,
I mean, do silly stuff, but don't do stupid shit that's going to cause somebody to have a concussion.
Yeah, we're talking about the new challenge.
Foot sweep.
The foot sweeping challenge that the kids are doing to each other.
Kids.
Giving themselves concussions. and spinal injuries, break your tailbone. So they jump up, and then they think you're going to jump up. You jump up, and they trip you as you come down, and you slam your head into the ground.
Exactly. That happens. Paralysis.
Also say parenting is involved in all these stupid tricks. You know why? Parents aren't paying any attention to their kids.
Well, and they want to be their friends.
They're not paying any attention to their kids. They're not looking at their TikToks. You know what? My kids are 22, 24. I could still go take their phones away and look at
that TikTok. Now, there's no nudity on TikTok. And I've looked. No, there's no nudity on TikTok. It does have some, but stuff like that, the stunts that people do on TikTok, now they're starting to pay more attention to that and keep those from getting out there because there was the penny challenge too.
Oh, right.
Do you know what
I saw that with this.
You would take your Apple phone charger, the block, and stick it into the plug in the wall, but then pull it out ever so slightly and drop a penny on it right in there, and it would hit both of those tongs. And it burned down a fire once. You ever touched both of them once?
It burned down a fire once.
It burned down a house once.
I think what they should have done is stuck their finger in there.
Have you ever done it?
Yes, on accident.
Oh, my God.
And it's horrible.
When you're just accidentally touching one and you just go to plug the vacuum in or some shit.
Well, I was in the dark, and so I rubbed my finger across the outlet to find it.
Oh, yeah.
And then I put it in, but I was still.
See that. You're trying to feel your way in.
Yeah,
I've done that in the dark.
I felt it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But maybe that would have knocked some sense into those
kids. I agree. Yeah, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. But they have the kids don't have any idea what electricity or heat or fire feels like or does because parents we have become so helicoptery shielding. You know what I mean? My mom, I walked up to the stove and the cast iron skillet was hanging off of it. She said, "Don't touch that. It's hot." And I reached up there and touched that handle. Well, I knew from that moment on.
It was hot.
I don't want to cook. You know what I mean? And so,
anyways, I just wanted to touch base on that because
you should. I have TikToked a couple. I got a couple ticker talkers out there.
Man, our kids are so much smarter.
Well, that's because of us.
I know.
Mostly me. Listening to you.
We were what's called.
Mostly me backing you up.
Interactive parenting.
We weren't helicopter parents.
No, we interacted.
But we were.
They went everywhere with
involved.
Us. Yeah. Well, we did like what we do now. We always had jobs that we did crazy stuff. And so they met world-renowned pastors. And they were at huge conferences. And they were put in positions where they were expected
to act older than they were.
To act right.
Yeah. To act more mature for their age than they had to. And one time I beat them with a guitar case in the back room of a church. And then they learned to sit still.
No, I've never touched an electric fence. I think that would freaking suck.
I have touched an electric fence, and I watched a dude pee on one for fun.
Did it shock him?
No.
Did they say it will shock you?
Nah, it didn't. Maybe he didn't have enough salt in his pee, but...
Huh.
I've heard that, too, that it'll shock the shit out of you, but this guy peed it. None of us were going to do it.
Right.
So...
Right.
Maybe he peed on a dead wire. But the ones that we touched were friggin' hot.
I can't even imagine. Yeah. I think that would be horrible.
I watched a guy put on a shock collar once, a barking collar.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who is that?
Walt.
Ah.
Yeah. He put it on for his dog. He's like, what the hell? It can't be that bad. And he put it on. And so he barked real loud. And then he couldn't stop screaming because it hurt so bad. It was like, bark, ow, 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 ow.
And it just kept going. Yeah, that's why. That's a good idea, though, if you can't take it.
You know what? That's what kids do.
Yep.
That's the kind of shit you do, so you learn. Yeah. You know?
I guess.
Yeah.
But you don't challenge others to do it. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
That's what you do. That's what you do. The kick out, sweep the leg challenge. That's what's going on for 100 years.
I think it really is everyone just wants to get that viral video.
Yeah, I agree.
So they will just do whatever it takes to try to get that viral video.
It could be the golden ticket.
I guess.
It could be. It could also be your demise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know what fate lies in front of you.
No, you don't.
No, lest you'd know the future and then you'd fuck it up.
No, we didn't eat soap for fun.
I never That's ate true. Soap for fun.
No, we got soap put in our mouth when we said bad Hell words. Yeah. So we That's what never you did. Thought it would be fun to suck on a Tide Pod because it looked pretty.
Great point, Josie. Mean, I see where she said you got yeah, to there from yeah, that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
That's it. That yeah, is that is the point. Problem. That absolutely is the problem.
I had to protect. They never saw and that they, it was actually for something else.
Parents who don't punish their children. There should be a punishment I'll punish them. For them.
Let's punish the parents who don't punish their children.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah. Anyways, it's Monday.
What a wonderful
Tomorrow,
day.
Tomorrow, we have guests. That's going to be super fun.
Yeah. You know what?
We had a great weekend.
Public places would be way funner if some parents punish their kids.
Yeah. Most public places
in public
would be way funner.
Man, one time our kids would throw in a fit. Well, anytime. We'd snatch them out of that place so freaking fast. We're in a fish store, and I want that fish. And we're like, no, you can have one. I want all the fish. Like, okay, we can get no fish. There's no fish.
We didn't even get that far.
It happened
at the candy machine.
Oh,
the
right,
front
the gumball.
As soon as we walked in, she wanted candy. Threw herself on the floor in a fit of rage, and I just silently scooped her up and walked right out of the store. Took her back to the car. Told her, we don't act like that in the store, and now you don't get a fish. We're going home.
No fish, and to this day, she still won't even eat fish.
She likes fish. She eats fish.
Anyways, enough of our parenting and way we did it, because you got to do it your way, because parenting and raising kids sucks.
Yes, it does.
Wow, B, I don't know where you came from, but that's brilliant. More people get more education on how to play soccer than how to raise kids.
Yep.
Boom.
Absolutely.
Boom. And that goes back to physical education. People, we should be taught what our bodies do.
Right.
Because I didn't know if I don't do squats and bends and stuff like that, then I freeze up.
Right.
You know what I mean? They don't teach you the kind of how to maintain your
body. Maintain your body.
You know what I mean? So many things we quit teaching because we became a, what's the word? A vocational focused education.
Right.
Make little factory workers and not free thinkers
right.
and not independent people. Yeah. We need vocationally minded drones.
Isn't that how we get to WALL-E?
That's how we're going to get to WALL-E.
We just turn into fat people floating around in chairs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You want to do that?
I don't care.
I can take this call now.
Maybe.
Oh, I try to take the calls. They don't work. So anyways, do that. Start teaching people more stuff about things.
Yeah.
And not just about working. Because that will come. If you're an educated person just because you know how the world kind of works around you, then you'll figure out, you'll pick up how to work on a car or how to build a fence or how to do that other stuff. Or you'll decide you want to be a doctor and then you'll do that.
No, we need more people to actually do real jobs in the world. Like build fences and do all the other things, work on cars. That's what we need. We need more of that, and we need less of these technology gamers that don't want to leave their house. That's the problem. All the kids now don't want to do any. I want to make a video, and I want to be famous. I want to make a video game and be a millionaire. That's all.
We need it.
I want to be a skateboarder or a snowboarder.
We need a good balance of both.
Yeah.
Because the tech world is out of our control at this point. It's happening.
Well,
we're headed to Skynet.
It needs to.
Yeah.
To a certain degree, but still need to have other people doing other things at the same time.
On the way to Skynet is WALL-E.
Right.
WALL-E was like a prequel to Terminator. It was. Yep. And we need those people that can do that stuff. But in reality, we should all know how to bend and mend and make our own. I know.
So can you get rid of that?
What is it? I never took the. Is it there?
Yes. Yeah, there you go. I told you.
Is it still there? Rudy is offline. Sorry.
I kept telling you.
I gotcha. Okay, we fixed it now? Better, okay.
See?
Jeez, sorry. The caller thing is not not fixed. I'm turning it off. Can't call. Let's just dock in the thing.
All right.
Okay? And then there's no problemo.
No problem.
I was on a rant.
I know.
I think I had a valid rant going.
I don't know. It's probably better. Everyone missed it.
Oh! Son of a bitch.
Yeah, you got to have headphones when you call.
Gotta have the headphones.
Or don't call.
At all.
Right.
All right, it's Mardi Gras.
It is tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Fat Tuesday.
Fat Tuesday.
But today is, what is today? Today's like
Fat Tuesday.
Middle-aged Monday leading into Fat Tuesday.
What did you just say?
Today's middle-aged Monday that leads you into Fat Tuesday. But when is Mardi Gras Gras?
I don't know.
So Mardi Gras is the 25th. Do you ever find yourself at Mardi Gras on February the 25th wondering why no one's giving you beads? Because you're in a turtleneck? Mardi Gras looks fun.
I would go to Mardi Gras.
I've never been to New Orleans.
Right, I would go.
Hey, what's the capital of Louisiana? How do you say it? Is it New Orleans or New Orleans?
New Orleans?
Is that the capital? New Orleans?
New Orleans? There's all kinds.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Baton Rouge.
I think it is Baton
Rouge. Boom, boom. But... That was my joke. You can't just jump in like, oh, yeah, that's right. touched my mic again. Jeez, son of a bitch. I'll put a sticker over it. If I touch a button with my finger, I have to flick it. I don't know. I can't help it.
It's something.
That's why I don't touch the buttons. And when I do, I flick them.
Yeah, flick the button.
Oy, chi mama. All right, I have wanted to talk about Mardi Gras.
Right.
What do you know about it?
Well, it's like it's a carnival type celebration.
Uh-huh.
And it begins after Christian's feast of Epiphany, the Three Kings Day.
Okay. Which is why they have the
And
King's
it's King. One day before Ash Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Which is known as Chauver Tuesday. Mardi Gras, French for Fat Tuesday, reflecting the practice of the last night of eating rich, fatty foods.
Oh.
Before the, what is it?
Was it Lent?
Yeah, sacrifice.
Oh, I got it. Oh.
And fasting for
I
Lent
got
season.
You. Which we don't do any of that.
No.
We don't. And this is when.
I would do Mardi Gras.
Yeah, I would do the Mardi Gras part.
I'd do Fat Tuesday.
But then
for
I'm
sure.
not going to fast anything. Probably I got not. You. We so it's cat. Yeah, we should.
We should. I need a rug. My feet are cold.
Let's fast.
I want one of those animal
I'm going to fast anger.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. That's okay. What I'm going to fast. And I'm going to fast being bummed out. And I'm gonna just really take all the other stuff and really ramp it up. Ramp up having a good time.
Okay.
Ramp up being happy.
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 Okay.
Just do that all the time.
All right.
Okay. So it's the big blowout bash before Lent. The time of Lent. When you can only have fish. And that's
nothing
why
fatty.
McDonald's ramps up their fish sandwiches.
Fish filet?
Give me some of that fish filet. Give me some of that fish.
Is that a song?
Yes, that was the McDonald's commercials.
Oh.
Give me some of that fish filet. Give me some of that fish. Oh, it's so fresh on Fridays. I knew the fish part.
Yeah.
That's Catholic thing.
I wonder.
And all the colors mean something specific.
I wonder how many people go get ash on their forehead on
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
That's Ash Wednesday.
We could do that.
We're not Catholic.
I'm Catholic.
Oh, you can do it, but I don't think it sticks to me. Because I'm Episcopalian.
Yeah. No, you're not.
I'm Protestant.
You don't even remember.
I'm the one that's not
Presbyterian.
Catholic. No, that's a specific, like a Methodist or a Presbyterian or what are the other ones? What's that other one? I can't think right now.
Huh. I don't know.
I don't either. But I'm not.
I'm not Catholic. I'm spiritual.
Yeah.
That's what I've become.
I am the religion that follows and believes in Jesus. And thinks it's okay to drink and smoke weed and go to nudist colonies and run around naked.
We were naked in freaking Eden.
That's right, in the Garden of Eden. And that's really just me going back, getting closer to God.
Right.
Really. So that's mine.
Right.
And if you want to come to our church, we're going to hold services soon. The basement's cold.
It is cold.
Bring some slippers. So maybe I am Catholic, Josie. I don't know. Yeah. Oh, no, they don't do the nude thing.
Hey, you know what? I feel like Catholics do everything. They just go and repent for it on Sunday.
Oh.
Or once a month.
Whenever.
Stack them up.
Yeah.
Just go in and get all your Hail Marys all at one time.
Yeah. Well, good.
Yeah.
I always wonder about that. You see confessions in the movies, and it's like, I wonder if they knew if I went in there, I wasn't Catholic. Because there's probably a certain things you say. And I just go in there, sit down, and they'd say their thing. Hello, how can you, have you sinned? Tell me your stuff. Or whatever they say. And I'd be like, oh, well, what's up, bro? I like farted real hard at work, and I just ran out of the room, and I heard people gagging, and he'd be like, oh, you're not Catholic. Get out of here.
I don't know.
That's how
superstars taught you everything. You can scream in there, I am not a whore.
That's right. That's true.
I love it. I don't know. I'm not a all practicing. Right. Practicing.
No, you're not. Yeah. Anything. Here we go. Now the colors. It's Fat Tuesday tomorrow. People are letting the good times roll. You're gonna see the beads and all the different colors, right? Each color has its own symbol.
Okay. What's the all gold?
Well, the gold obviously means
gold.
Gold.
Wealth.
Wealth and royalty. And the purple is royalty. And then the green is for that sweet stinky weed.
Wow, yeah. They're way ahead of their time.
Oh, huh? Yeah. Well, of course.
Well, I guess it was around, then it got taken away,
Monks.
And then it got back.
Monks probably started it. Monks probably starting it. That's in your notifications, Dina, if your podcast isn't telling you. I don't know what's going on.
Mine told me.
Yeah, mine told me.
Is she on
We're going to have to do a
too?
Workshop. We're going to get everybody over. We're going to do a workshop.
On your phones. Get your phones out.
Right. We're going to do them all together.
Work on the app. Let's see what's happening.
We're going to take over. Listen, we were one of the top podcast live streams in the month of January to start off the new year.
Yeah.
Us and Glenn. I don't know if he's still in here.
Yeah.
Hit that list as well. Well, he topped it or something like that. He was up there. but either way, we're on it.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that we've got some pull with the app. We should be able to... I'm going to send an email to them and say, this is what we're experiencing.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm going to do something better than that. The next time that we see all those classy cupcake getting their ass kicked, I want to screenshot that.
Okay.
And I want to send them that screenshot.
Okay.
I want to start sending them screenshots after screenshot after screenshot.
Of
and that's
live
what,
feed.
Because I can do that on the computer. You do it on your phones. If you're looking on there and you're getting kicked off.
Take a screenshot.
Yep.
That's right.
And they're not listening to Classy's emails. I'm going to take some screenshots of my Chinese on my app.
Right, because yours is in Chinese.
That's right. I'll load them down.
Or Mandarin.
I don't know. I'd ask my brother.
Right.
See what he says. There it goes.
There it goes right now.
Yeah. Interesting. Either way, for those of you who are experiencing problems with the app, I appreciate you coming back every time.
Yes, me too.
You know, because we try to make
frustrated.
It worth it.
I gotta be right back.
Okay, you're gonna take off?
Just for a second.
Do you know that we're getting in and out? Speaking of in and out, I know that you're talking directly about the fact that you're coming in and out of the chat room. We're getting In and Out burgers here in Colorado. What? Yeah, everyone is super excited. Like, hey, Josie, I don't know Josie. She quit telling me specific. What? Shana wants to know if In-N-Out Burger is even good because she's never had an In-N-Out Burger. I have had an In-N-Out, but I've never had one like super fresh from the when you go to the restaurant and order the meal and then sit down there and eat it. You know what I mean? I've never had a fresh In-N-Out. They've picked them up and brought them to the hotel or whatever. And it was still a pretty damn good burger. I'm looking forward to them coming here, but it's going to be like everything else. The hype, once it gets here, then it'll be like, oh, yeah, actually, I don't want to go there anymore. You know what I mean? It was special. Like, do people really think Trader Joe's is like super special? Because I remember all those people that we used to run with. They would all talk about, God, I wish Trader Joe's was here. I wish Trader Joe's.
Oh, right.
I wish Trader Joe's. Now that Trader Joe's is here in Denver, do you think those people actually go to Trader Joe's? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They frequent it so much now because they just coveted it and wanted it. Well, IKEA had lines for weeks. I get that. But IKEA is like a little bit more
broad-reaching
as far as clientele goes.
Let's be awesome. I mean, honest, IKEA is pretty sweet.
But you're going to have a huge clientele going to IKEA, not a specific Californians.
I've never had an In-N-Out burger.
I know you haven't. You've never, well, you've left Colorado, but... So you've never,
you're going to say I never...
You're not even allowed to leave the house.
I can't get out of the house.
I have never brought you one home.
See, I don't like Freddy's.
I do not like Freddy's. I do not like that smash burger
deal. Yeah, I don't like the smash burger. Is that what they are?
I don't think the In-N-Out. No, In-N-Out are big, fat patties.
They're like a real burger?
They're like a... Yeah, they are. They're like a fat burger like you would get at a bar almost.
Yeah.
Not like even a little fatter than bigger than a McDonald's.
Well, yeah, what about Burger King?
They feel more handmade, I think.
Hand-pressed?
Jack in the Box, man. Ralph's got it. Nails it. Jack in the Box has some of the best burgers, but they're underrated. You don't think of Jack in the Box. No one does. And there's not one close to us.
Uh-uh.
And the tacos.
I think they have a new like little taco cup.
Yeah, taco.
Where you get like a dozen tacos.
Oh, I need that in my life right now. I don't want the mini ones. I want regular ones. I don't like mini sizes of things because then it changes the whole dynamics and the ratio. Oh. Give me my regular original taco. Oh. Give me 12 of them.
I want their regular
big
size.
Crunchy pieces of lettuce in there and my American cheese somebody jammed in there after it fried. And then the best breakfast sandwich you can get. Not that croissant that we eat because we're forced to. The Breakfast Jack. Man,
never
that's
had
a good
it.
Sandwich.
What is it?
It's hamburger bun with a big old round piece of Canadian bacon and a fried egg and cheese.
On a
bun.
Oh.
On a grilled bun.
Huh. Mm.
Waterburger is where it's at. There's someone else in the room that was from Texas. That was that Rudy guy. Ruby or whoever it was. And Waterburger. Best burger I've ever had.
Where's that?
Southeast. I only had them in Texas when I lived down in New Braunfels.
I don't know. I had the White Castles once, and those were good.
Oh, man. I'd love to have a fresh White Castle.
We did.
Well, the one in Vegas, I felt...
You didn't think it was good enough?
I don't know. The onions were kind of burned.
Were they?
Yeah, I felt.
Hmm.
The way they did it, you know
what
I mean?
We watched them cook them.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's like an assembly line.
I would give them another try.
Square patties, 100 of them.
We're going to go back when we go to Vegas, that's for sure. Because that was our only one shot. We went and got like a six pack.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was packed.
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 Huh. Where's the White Castle in that show, that movie, Kumar and...
Harold and Kumar go to White Castle?
Yeah.
I feel like it's in like Pennsylvania or something.
Mm. Because it was a freestanding building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have their own restaurants.
Hmm. Well,
crazy beans. That's enough food.
I don't have like favorite restaurants.
I guess I don't really have my favorite restaurants either. Mexican food. That's my favorite restaurant.
Yeah.
And I have my favorite ones of those. Oh, you better suck it. Suck it. That's what happens when you shake a red beer. Mexican food. I'll try any Mexican restaurant anywhere.
Yeah. Especially the little ones.
Yeah, I like the little ones.
Mm-hmm. They're always the best.
Well, that usually they have homemade chilies.
Right.
And that's the homemade chilies are good. Mm-hmm. Chipotle. Now, I used to frequent Chipotle number one. I was there.
All the time.
In the Mecca, man, right there by DU.
One.
And we would just get hammered drunk. And we would walk up to freaking Chipotle.
You'd get drunk at the freaking, what was the
stadium.
Bar? Yeah, across
we would
the
get
street.
Drunk at freaking Dollar Beer Night, bring any cup.
At
and any
stadium
and we
on
would
Evans.
Show up with our freaking 7-Eleven goblet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And just drink way too many beers, smoke weed right in that bar like a bunch of hoodlums.
Yeah.
And then stumble across the street to Chipotle.
Yeah.
And it was amazing.
It was amazing.
That's good. I have that picture there too.
Yeah.
I do like Chipotle, but I don't go there enough. But I've really turned into a chili guy. I like everything slobbered now. You know what I mean? So I want to go. Yeah, I want to go somewhere.
I know, you like it
where I can
slobbered.
Get something loaded, covered with green chili, smothered, covered, and loved. You know what I mean? I was trying to think of something.
Well, now we go to Littleton Cafe all the time. See Becky.
That's the best green chili that I've found. That's right there. Good flavor. Not hot. Too hot.
Mm-hmm. Enjoyable.
It's good.
Yeah. And it's great. They have 2-for-1 drinks in the morning.
And they, well, I guess what's great about Littleton Cafe is it covers the spectrum.
Yeah.
4 or 5 different kinds of egg benedicts, different kind of Mexican choices. And then the, we've never even eaten a breakfast or lunch. We went there one time for an afternoon and I ate breakfast.
Well, I've had other things there.
You have?
Mm-hmm. I've done all their salads and I've done some of their sandwiches. Oh my God, I had their club the other day. It was delicious. Mm. Yeah, so I've tried other things there.
Damn, this just turned into the restaurant show.
I know.
We must be hungry.
I know, right?
Who else
it's
is hungry?
Lunchtime. Yeah, we got a gift card. We're going to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Classic little cupcake. They, she makes, I would say, 4 at least different variations of Benedict.
Yeah, the Littleton one is what Marlon always gets.
Always gets it.
And it has asparagus on it.
Yeah. Oh, man, it does look good.
Mm-hmm.
See, I just got to always order the exact same thing or I feel like I'm going to be disappointed.
Oh.
I've got this thing in my brain.
We
got
to fix it.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Maybe that's how come you won't let me out of the house.
Well, maybe you'll be disappointed.
I'm just kidding.
Josie went to Red Robin. We made her so hungry. Yum.
I like Red Robin. I don't like that sauce they put on your hamburger sometimes.
I don't know it sauce is what you speak.
But I was bummed
what is this
that
special sauce?
Our Ruby Tuesday turned into a Red Robin.
I loved Ruby Tuesdays.
I did too. They had a great salad bar.
Man.
That's what I like. I like the salad bars.
Yeah, they did have a good salad bar. And that good wings. Now, but if we're going to walk down memory lane of restaurants, Shakey's Pizza.
I don't remember.
What?
Shakey's Pizza.
How about Western Sizzler?
Oh, I love Western
Sizzler. Yeah, that bread, that toasted, freaking fat Texas toast. It came with everything. You'd be like, I'd like a bowl of ice cream. That brought you some goddamn Texas toast.
Yeah.
Right there on the side.
Yep.
Oh, it was so good. So,
and they had a great salad bar there, too. Huge.
Oh, they did.
Huge salad bar.
Yeah, I remember we ate one. Last time we ate in one was in Kansas City. Because they still have them. They're still, they exist.
Just not here.
We just don't have them here. But I can't believe
you
never
worked there.
You never went to Shakey's.
No, I don't think so.
Right there on Santa Fe, red building. You go in there, a big window. And you could stand there and watch them make the pizzas, the Mojo Potatoes at Shakey's.
Huh.
And then we just heard that a Godfather's Pizza is back in Denver.
I think that's in Thornton.
We have yet to visit it because it's very far away.
Yeah, I think it's in Thornton.
But that taco pizza.
I know.
Godfather's Pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, you never had
I had Godfather's Pizza.
But you never had the taco pizza.
Taco pizza.
Oh, man. It had fresh lettuce on top and tomatoes.
Like
they cooked it.
I don't know. I'm Hispanic. I'm just gonna eat a taco, right? So taco pizza. Yeah, sounds like a white guy thing.
And then Jason just the organ grinder.
Organ grinder. I loved the organ grinder. We would get to go there on special occasions.
Yeah, there's one on Iliff in Lewis's work. Oh, Godfather's.
Oh, wow. That's
well. Where the hell's Iliff? Where? Iliff is a long street.
Yeah, but it's closer to us than Thornton.
Is that like Parker and Iliff? Maybe?
Right.
Interesting. We should do this. We're going to hit the garlic knot. We're coming up to the garlic knot in Park.
We're going
to
do a live thing
and
there.
And they have amazing pizza.
They have good
and
knots.
Amazing garlic knots. Hence
and they
the
really
name.
Have good big ziti.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
I never had their big ziti.
And you can get their big ziti with a meatball or a sausage.
Oh, I bet they have good meatballs.
The meatballs.
I like meatballs. Like Rico's had a good meatball.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What the hell, Rico's?
Hey, man, he had to retire. He got sick. And then
they got
Saul.
A big family.
Saul had it for
Why
a long time.
Why would you
time.
Let that out of your family?
Because the kids don't want to work. It's
dumb kids. Again, back to dumb kids.
Because the kids don't want to invest their life into the restaurant that their parents have built because they had to spend their childhood there and they're entitled and they think they can go do something better.
Wow.
Like make viral videos.
I guess.
I'm just trying to be real.
Uh-huh.
That's exactly why places like that
have
to be
sold.
It's a bummer.
I loved Rico's.
Yeah, me too.
I walked past there every day on my way to school. I went to Flood Middle School.
Yeah.
Walked up the hill, down the hill. And when it would be super cold, like in the wintertime, you go in there and you get one of their little dollar subs that they had all the time, little sandwiches.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Pulled my first wife out of there. Love that place. I never even held it against Rico's.
It wasn't their fault.
No, it wasn't their fault at all. I think that that's exactly what it is. That's the mindset that needs to be put back into the generations and stuff, is that we're building something now that will be for the next generation.
Yeah, legacy.
So you don't force them into doing something. You help them earn and learn and understand the importance
of what you're doing. Yeah, and the desire of it.
Yeah.
You can do other stuff too.
Anything you and I started, I don't care if you and I went and started a worm farm tomorrow, that boy, he'd be right there.
Oh yeah.
Man, these worms are making money. I want to get a box of worms.
Yeah.
Well, I'll help you run
I'll
the counter.
You, do it. Yep.
You guys need somebody there? I'll help you box the worms.
He
would be right there because he understands the value of the future.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I don't think we're teaching kids that their life is really, really long.
It's really beneficial too. Like, he helps whenever I do a show, he'll come and help run the booth.
Oh yeah.
You know, and it's, he's so cute. He's just so cute in there. He talks to everybody. He's very friendly, tries stuff on. It's just, yeah.
He knows how to do customer service and he knows how to work.
Yeah.
And he's not afraid to be in charge of an operation.
Right.
So if we bought a liquor store, man, we would never have to work at night.
Nah.
We'd just go, I'd go in the morning and do my thing, because that's my thing. It would be mornings. We'd podcast from the liquor store.
I'd just tell everybody what to do.
The boy roll in, you'd do the books and stuff, and then bam, be over.
I'm not doing the books.
You're not?
No.
Who's doing them?
You are.
Oh, okay. I do the taxes now. I'll do them. No, hell no, I can't trust nobody.
Ariel can do them.
Well, nah, her math wasn't that great either. That's how her kid is too. Can't wait to go to work. wants to help, wants to be productive. That's how we gotta be.
I just was thinking about the trailer park.
But I haven't always been that way. I'm speaking from my ass, you know what I mean? Because I was a lazy ass teenager. I didn't want to do shit. I don't smoke weed. I wanted to do nothing. I didn't want to pay for nothing.
Yeah.
I wanted everybody to give me everything.
Yeah.
Because my life was so hard and I had been sent away. To a boy's home. You know what I mean? So, but then you gain perspective.
I was going to say, do you think you still feel that way?
No. Hell no.
Okay, good.
We wouldn't have what we have if I felt that
good.
Way. Yeah, of course not.
Good.
We'd be speaking into these microphones.
Right.
But that's how I was.
Yeah, good.
So,
yeah.
I don't know how it is that we trained our kids to do it, but we did.
Yep.
So it's like it says that she's out, then she's in her, and then she's there.
Now I think then typing. She comments a couple times, and then it kicks her out.
Interesting.
I think that's what keeps happening.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. That felt like a rant.
You've done that several times today.
Why do you make me do it?
I'm not making
you. You give me an open platform.
You gave yourself the open platform. You're crazy.
Did you know that consuming a high diet of sugar can lead to depression?
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. How come then you want so much chocolate and stuff when you're on your period? Isn't that like doubly depressed?
I don't know.
I just came to me. I just thought of that.
I don't know. It's a craving. It's not that you necessarily want the chocolate. It's just a craving. Sometimes you don't want chocolate at all. Sometimes you just want to eat everything in front of you.
Right.
Or in your house. Or
okay.
Sometimes you want comfort food or just a big pizza. Or you
but
just...
it's not standard sweets. Like not every time every pregnant woman.
I don't think
like
so.
Not once a month a lot of candy goes on sale. You know what I mean?
No, I think it's different.
It's always
everybody.
Different. Some people want just Chex Mix.
Yeah.
Some crazy crap or whatever.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I could think of. But you are the sugar type.
Sometimes.
Makes you wonder. If you have a predisposition for depression, if during your time of your period you would crave less sugary things or more.
I don't know.
Let's do a study. We need millions. We need millions and a bunch of women on their periods. Well, this study just went bad fast. What are you doing? Who's texting
you? Jason says kicking him out too.
Well, I wish I could see it so I could get screenshots of it. Hello, Laura. Laura has entered the room. Welcome. Thanks for coming. And thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay.
Well, that was just my curious thing there.
Okay.
I had that. Stop and save her. What else? You going to vote?
Yes.
Tomorrow's Super Tuesday as well.
Better vote.
I think tomorrow's Super Tuesday, yeah. Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. Facebook keeps telling me it is.
Yeah.
Spying Facebook bot.
And I think it's great. Facebook should remind us more often to just make days in our lives super. And that's what we're going to do. Tomorrow's Super Tuesday.
And it's Fat Tuesday.
And it's Fat Super Tuesday, which means
it's
indulge.
It's
going to
be the best Tuesday ever.
Fun. I don't know what?
Everybody should just call in sick tomorrow.
Totally. It's Super
just
Tuesday.
Plan on day drinking all day.
So super.
Order the fattiest foods you can find.
Ba, ba, da, ba, 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 ba,
just stay home ba, ba, in your ba, comfiest ba, clothes ba, ba, or just a robe and some slippers. And enjoy your Tuesday.
But up, it's Super Tuesday, and it's Mardi Gras. Get drunk, it's Super Tuesday.
Wow.
Because I know it's got something to do with politics, and I don't know. We're giving Trump gets a new hat or something. I'm not sure. I'm not really.
What's
going to go to a parade? But why can't we just make it our own thing?
Right.
Forget about all the aggravation and the frustration and all the negativity that's wrapped around what Super Tuesday is.
Right.
Screw them in New Hampshire. Well, I mean, not screw you in New Hampshire, but whatever, the politics.
The politics.
And make the day super.
March 3rd is Super Tuesday.
Let's start tomorrow.
We'll start a week early.
We're starting early.
It's probably best if you go into it already drunk.
Well, I'm preparing everyone. That's why I brought it up early.
Ah,
if you do it on the day, then it's too late.
It's too late. You have no preparation
time.
You don't even see it coming.
No. So what I've done is I've given people the opportunity to now completely prepare themselves to have a freaking super.
Josie wants to know where we're meeting up at
Super
tomorrow.
Tuesday.
I know, I guess.
Yeah, I don't. Is there somewhere in town that Mardi Gras is?
I don't know.
Well, there's got to be like a Cajun bar or something. Maybe we could go crash and just show up with all of our equipment.
We're here.
Oh, I should look into that this afternoon.
All right, check it out. We have people coming tomorrow.
Oh, never mind. We're doing a podcast. We're going to be right here to play board games. Josie, you're welcome. Come on over.
That's right.
We need a fifth player. And then we'll do something after that.
Right.
We're going to drink Mardi Gras themed alcoholic beverages.
You think?
I don't know. I want to.
Well, I don't know what they are.
I looked them up.
Well, then we're going to have to get something.
But all it told me was margaritas and...
Which I feel like is Cinco de Mayo.
What was that red one? That
is Cinco de Mayo sangria? Or is that Mardi Gras?
Well, it
what
doesn't
is
say.
The drink for Mardi Gras?
What are the drinks for Mardi Gras? See, mine won't talk to me, little bitch. Yours is all, well, hello, Shanna. Thanks for asking me questions. How was your day? Your answers are these. It's this red thing. Yeah, it's Mardi Gras. When Carnival ends, the celebration of Mardi Gras, the hurricane.
What's the hurricane? What's
the
in it?
The hurricane. If you're in New Orleans, you should most definitely stop by this bar and get a hurricane. Here's the recipe.
What is it?
The hurricane. See? She knew it. Dina knew it.
What's a hurricane?
I'm going to tell you. It is 2 ounces of light rum, 3 ounces of dark rum. I like it already.
And that's all?
And if you're going to drink that rum, drink YOLO rum. 6 ounces of passion fruit juice, 6 ounces of orange juice, 2 tablespoons of grenadine, ice, orange slices, maraschino cherry.
That's one individual drink? That's a strong drink.
That's one individual big-ass drink.
That's like, how many ounces of alcohol is that?
A lot. And just so you know, Ralph, I'm taking screenshots of all this, and I'm going to send them in. I'm
going
to give them right to him. Shove these up your nose and fix it. All right. So that is the number one drink. Number two is milk punch. It's different than the donkey punch. This is a thing. It has.
Thank you. Classy.
I see that. A two tablespoons of cinnamon sugar, vanilla ice cream, bourbon, vanilla extract, honey, and ground cinnamon, and that garnishes the glass.
Ew.
It looks gross.
I don't do well, I but think, with milky alcoholic beverages.
It is a bourbon float. Like, instead of a root beer float, you know, it's a bourbon float.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
With the cinnamon, and then you put the little, oh, you put the drizzle on there on the whipped cream? That's nice. That drizzle's pretty good. All right, and then number three. What do you think number three is? Do we know? A Ramos Gin Fizz. Gin Fizz. I've never heard of that. What's a Gin Fizz? That. Oh, damn it. Now I'm getting kicked off my own phone. I don't know what the hell's going on anymore. So distracting. What is this? Sazerac.
I don't know.
Sazerac. Maybe that used to be a sassafras, but it just became a sassafras.
Maybe.
Sazerac. All right. That has Sazerac in it, which is bourbon.
Huh.
It's got a dash of bitters, rye whiskey, ounce and a half of Sazerac rye whiskey. Never heard of it.
Me either. That's interesting.
And a Herba Saint liqueur, a.k.a. absinthe.
Oh.
Ah, so it's got absinthe in it.
Let's just drink the absinthe.
Yeah, let's just have some absinthe.
That's way better.
I like absinthe. I think.
If she types 31 characters, she gets booted. That's weird.
Wow.
That's weird.
Wait a minute.
30 is the max.
Who says this?
Classy.
Yeah, but who decided 30 was the max?
No, that's what she says happens. She's figured it out.
Ah, okay.
She's done her own test and she's figured it out.
I got that one too. I got that. I'm screenshotting that too. Well, hello everyone.
Jason
it's in the room.
Is sending a video.
Okay, good. We are all here and we are just we're trying to keep track of what is going on inside these live
chats
because we don't want people getting kicked off and we don't want everyone getting frustrated, and that's only going to hurt the usage of our app, and we don't want that. We all want to work together and get this fixed.
Absolutely.
So, we thank you for your patience. Hello, Vent. It's in the room. Hassan is in the room. Don is in the room. B's still in the room. Gene, Jason, Josie. We've got Cupcake. We've got Dina Joe. And we've got Ralph hanging out. We have
Jason.
I said Jason and B. I think I got everybody in there, right? Excellent. Classy little cupcakes. She did coming and going.
We're just here with the little Daphne.
Coming and going. And we got the snoring dog. If you hear snoring in the background, that is the dog. The other night when we were podcasting down here, you put your mic by her.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. It was so loud.
She didn't even wake up.
No, she doesn't move.
She's down here by my feet. I took her blanket because my feet are freezing.
Because this floor is cold down here in the basement. But that's what you get when you come to the Everything Swallow podcast. You're going to get some nips.
We keep it cold on purpose. We want to see what your nips look like hard.
Yeah, that's just a thing. That is just a thing. All right. What do you think about grammar police?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I understand them, but they just come off as rude.
You know, if you do it right, if you're polite about it, like I've had some people reach out to me privately because my grammar is off. I will say it's not my strongest suit,
right?
Grammar and spelling. I'm not horrible,
no,
but it's not my strongest.
Right.
I've had people reach out and say, hey, listen, this was kind of out of the way and you misspelled chrysanthemum or whatever. You know what I mean? And so I like that. I appreciate that. But when you go onto a public forum and you're like, oh, yeah, your spelling is dumb because you spelled bad instead of bed.
Or when you complainly see it's a typo.
Yeah, like it's a typo.
Right. Like especially when you're posting from your phone.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just puts it in, like my U always comes out Y-O-Y.
Yeah.
Because the Y and the U are right next to each other.
And it can be quite embarrassing. It can be embarrassing because it makes the person who made the mistake feel bad. And we're not out to make people feel bad. If you try to do things in a helpful way, that's different than you do that in private.
Right.
But anytime you try to point out someone's mistake in a public setting or in a public forum, any kind, personal or online, you come off as bad.
Yep.
I just love you, and I want to let you know. I hate
autocorrect, too, because it'll just completely change your whole word.
Well, yeah, and that sometimes is frustrating as well when you're trying to send something dirty, and it comes out, it's handstand.
Yeah.
Instead of hand something else.
Right.
Now, I'm getting calls from Podbean. Who's calling me?
No.
Why is he calling me?
I don't know.
Doesn't he know I'm doing a podcast right now? He's listening. Yeah. But I'd write a book, but I would have to have someone go over it and check it for grammatical correctness and spelling.
Yeah.
Luckily.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Well, some people are very good at English.
It's their strong suit.
Yeah.
And God love them.
And good for them. I mean, help in a kind way. Help in a kind way.
Yeah, because they are geared or wired that way. Just like some people are really good at math.
Right.
And others can't, but you can't spell.
Right.
And some people who can do really good spelling stuff and that stuff and English stuff can't
that's
do math.
What I was, that's what I was thinking about. We were watching Trailer Park Boys. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys watch Trailer Park Boys. It's a show on Netflix. It's wrong funny.
It's stupid.
And so on there, that he was telling... what's that guy's name? Bubbles was telling the one guy that he was bad at math in school and that he shouldn't do the math. And then he just rambles off this whole weed math equation. And he was like, you should have been doing math in weed terms your whole life.
Exactly. Because then it makes sense. What are you talking? We got 62 plants. We got 2 ounces per plant. That's 200 ounces.
Yeah. Absolutely. Exactly. It's funny. Sometimes it just needs a different perspective on it.
Well, you put it in terms that you understand.
Right.
Okay, I get what he's doing.
Yeah.
It puts it in a perspective that you get and you can get your brain around it.
Yeah.
It's funny.
A
lot of times people who are really good at math are also really good at music because music is kind of just a mathematical scale as well.
Right.
And I'm pretty good at math and I'm mediocre when it comes to music.
You're pretty good at music.
Well, I play enough to make people think I'm good.
You're better than you give yourself
credit for. I play well
enough
so that people think I'm really good. It's a trick. It's like a card game. It's like a trick of the hand. Bling, bling, bling. Working on the new songs. Working on the song lyrics and getting all that together.
For Nippleback,
the new band coming soon. It's going to be a parody tribute band.
Is it a bedroom near you?
Would it be a tribute parody band or would it be a parody tribute band? I think it would be a parody tribute band, not a tribute parody band. Because then we would be tributing, then we would be a Weird Al band.
Because
then it would be a tribute to a parody band.
Right.
But we're going to parody and tribute the band at the same time. It's going to be a parody tribute band.
Okay. I'm glad you worked that out.
Well, I want to make sure a PTB. Right.
Yes, and you will be great.
Yeah.
Your songs will be great.
I already have a...
If you're in town, you can come and see it happen.
We'll probably go national.
Yeah.
I have a parody album out already, Get Swallowed for Christmas.
Right.
That we could re-release, but I'd want to remix them and take out some of the mentions.
Of them, right.
You know what I mean? Does that matter?
Yeah.
Even?
You take them out.
Yeah. Take out some of the mentions of things. Exactly.
Yeah.
But some of the because then they need to be re-recorded to get those mentions out. I'll just bleep them.
Yeah.
I'll just turn that around. Yep. Like they do in rap songs.
Absolutely.
That's right. You're my.
Absolutely. See, yep.
Take them out.
Again, nothing.
Yeah. A Christmas special. Yes, it was a Christmas special. Get Swallowed for Christmas.
Yeah.
I should do Get Swallowed for Christmas. Duh.
Yeah.
With a D. Duh.
How about... Get Swallowed in Springtime.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Swallow for Spring. Yeah. I thought I'd turn those off.
Yeah. Swallowed for Springtime.
Because that's also glitching, too.
Spring.
What was I going to... Spring into Swallow.
Spring into Swallow,
I thought about. Okay. Was there anything else you want to talk about?
Because
I could talk about me all day.
I know. That's all we do anyways.
I know. Well, that's why I didn't want to stop.
No, I'm hungry. I'm ready for lunch.
We're going to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah.
We're going to have some Wild Wings. Wild Wings, Wild Wings. What you going to do?
No, I'm having a buffalo chicken sandwich. I already know.
Oh, you've already planned your meal?
I've already planned it.
Oh, in your mind?
Because I'm hungry.
Oh, you are?
That's really good for me because most of the time I can't ever decide what I want to eat.
Do you know what I'm pissed off about?
What?
The Costco has finally caught on to us. Do you know what I mean?
About sneaking into the food court?
Yeah. Did you hear that?
No.
No, you didn't know that? You
How
just guessed?
How did they find out?
Well, I'm guessing they found
out
because...
That's the only reason why we go to Costco.
That's why a lot of people go to Costco. That's why I figure they figured it out, because they have banned non-members from using the food court now. They said it costs them over $60,000 a year or some crap like that. And it's like, give me a break.
They're making money.
But in memberships... Because those people like us that sneak in there and go get the dollar hot dog and the 25-cent drink or whatever the hell it is, we're not getting a membership. So they could get money from us from that membership fee.
Then us having to go shop
there. And then we would shop there, which would then, so we're, it's costing them money by letting us go there and eat on the down low. Because they're not making enough money.
Wow. Talk about stingy. They are making $2.25 off of me when I sneak in there.
That's right.
That's better than me never going there.
That's money they would never have had from
right.
me. So, you know what? To you, Costco. Now you aren't going to get my membership, and you can...
We're going with Dina Jo.
Keep your hot dogs to your... Shove them up your nose.
That's right.
Where are we going?
We're going to Costco with Dina Jo. She's got
oh, she's got a membership? All right, fine.
Yep,
let's go.
She's got one.
Buy me something pretty.
Buy me something pretty.
I do.
All the time.
When? Your
All
birthday's coming. I'm going to get you a new butt plug.
Don't tell me. You are my butt plug.
Come on, butt plugs are fun.
You going to replace yourself?
Yeah, sometimes you need to spruce them up.
Listen, I don't.
You get tired of the same old.
I don't have a butt plug.
Broken down butt plug.
You know, you've had it so long that it's starting to get like little crater holes in it.
Classy little cupcake.
Washed it so many times.
She could use a springtime butt plug. Spruce up her collection. I'm telling you, we're going to have to get sex toys with our branding on them.
Yep.
I think that people would really like to
it's
have
the
that.
The wave of the future.
Yeah, she's now Dina's not hungry. Now she's horny. Yeah. Something else is gurgling.
That's funny.
Growling. Mm. Okay, goodbye.
Yeah.
What are you talking
you're
to me
a space
about?
Cadet
no,
today.
I'm just
a
having
space,
fun.
A space cadet. Right. You're a space cadet today,
oh,
Sean.
Right on. For sure.
What are you doing, Sean? You haven't even smoked any pot.
For
man.
Sure, Rhonda. I am.
Maybe that's why. You need some pot, man. Like, for sure. Like,
I'm pushing the buttons.
Like, totally for sure.
The
right
button's
on,
broken on
man.
This one.
Come on.
All right, for sure.
Get your head in the game.
All right. Yeah.
Jason, you'll yeah. take us anywhere for a week.
Yeah, I know you.
That's great.
We love you guys. Thank you so much, Classy Little Cupcake, for whatever it takes to keep coming in and out. It's such a drag. Such a drag, man. It's a drag.
Such a drag.
Such a drag.
Like, for sure.
Let's go to the auction on Sunday sometime, Jason.
Like, totally.
You should go
for
to the auction
sure.
with us. That's fun. I like going to the auction. There's always cool stuff there.
Stay tuned, people. We might be back on later today.
Yeah.
You never
and
know.
And we're going to be on location. I'm going to work that out.
It's going to be a happy Monday.
I'm going to finish my book today and then. Booking some gigs.
Booking them.
Booking some gigs. And you guys are going to come see us, right? We're going to come down. We're going to come out. You're going to come have lunch with us afternoon.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what we should ask him, too. Like, better on a Sunday. Is that when we're planning it? A Sunday?
I think it'll be a Sunday. Yep.
A Sunday at the Garlic Knot in
yep.
Wash Park.
Yep. And then we'll broadcast as long as we can broadcast.
You got to come down there, get some food from the Garlic Knot, and then you can say hi on the podcast.
That's it. If you want to come be on the podcast while we're at the Garlic Knot,
yeah.
all you got to do is get some food.
Right.
And then you'll be so glad you had some food. And then sit and eat with us.
Yeah.
And podcast at the same time.
Absolutely.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be great.
We'll let you know the location.
That's right. Bring the Swallowers.
That's right.
Unite.
All you Swallowers. Hey, and check out Swallow Nation on Facebook.
If you haven't already.
We put crazy stuff on there sometimes.
Join the Swallow Nation on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Follow us on Podbean.
Yes.
Find us on Facebook. Everything Swallow.
Mm-hmm.
Send us gifts and congratulations. Everything Swallow on PayPal, Everything Swallow. become a patron, and you will have access to premium content. I put up a premium content episode of you and I drunk, and it got raunchy. It was wrong. I was embarrassed for you, mostly.
Why?
Well, it was pretty. It was pretty awesome.
I don't really get embarrassed.
I know you don't. So check it out. It's
what was on there.
You can join for as little as
$100
a month. No, as little as a.
That was perfect.
Yes, you can join for as little as a dollar a month, and it's for as much as you'd like.
$1 million.
And that gets you access to those premium content. I have one more.
Ooh.
I have another one that
you
we did
put it up?
That I have yet to put up.
Oh, meow.
I was saving it. It was recent.
Really, meow?
Yeah, meow.
Meow.
Meow. Moo. Meow, moo.
Bah.
Boo. Yep. B, we appreciate you getting your private jet ready.
Yeah.
Because I would love to go to Mardi Gras tomorrow if we could get out there. I'll meet you. You know what? Is that the signature?
Yeah, airport.
The signature airport outside DIA. Yeah, that's where the private jets fly out.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's
where we know. We know.
We used to visit there a lot. They have great hot dogs. And we'll go to New Orleans.
Yeah.
And I'll call in sick on Wednesday. I'll do it.
You do it?
I'll call right in.
Call right in sick. I'm on a jet.
I'm sick.
I can't get there.
I got jet sickness.
Jet fuel
sickness.
My Dramamine's
not working. All right, goodbye.
Fun. Goodbye, people. Have a good day. Enjoy your lunch.
Enjoy your lunch, people.
Enjoy your Monday.
All right. Bye-bye.
Be nice to people out there.
Yes, be nice. Bow, 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 bow.
I hope you like what you just heard, because you've just been swallowed.
Make sure and listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, even YouTube and CastBox, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
Give us a like, give us a love, give us 5 stars. Remember to share us with your friends, because it makes a difference.
Remember, follow the swallows.